The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, CEO of Poolbeg Pharma, POLB ticker. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Great to be back on, Justin.
Yeah, and announced today, POLB-001 LPS Human Challenge Clinical Trial successfully completed, which is very good news, and we'll get into that in a bit more detail. But as always, Jeremy, share price has risen, and so more interest in the stock. So people who are learning about the story, just give them a brief overview of what Poolbeg's about, please.
Yeah, so we're a clinical stage infectious disease company. And again, I've said it numerous times, there's no better time to be in infectious diseases because there's a lot of interest from our pharma colleagues looking for products to bring into their pipeline and develop. And that's where Poolbeg's business model, business strategy, is to generate early human data from infectious disease programs and then partner with pharma where our revenue comes from. So we have three programs ongoing right now, 001, which is for severe influenza, and we'll talk about that shortly. And then we have another program, 002, for a broader range of respiratory viral infections, and 003 for a bacterial disease called melioidosis.
So we're interested
in those. And then we've got some AI platforms that we're working on as well, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. Well, this is good news here. So it's PLB-001 LPS human clinical trial successfully completed with no serious adverse events reported, which means it continued now to hit your schedule on time. So tell us more. What's happened here and what's next?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're announcing this morning we've completed the LPS challenge study. So all of the 36 healthy volunteers were enrolled. We did some challenge with LPS, which drives the immune inflammatory response. So we want to check the effect of our drug on blocking that inflammatory response, which then has correlates over to severe influenza, where we'll be progressing eventually. So again, as I said, this is a first step and everything went well on time, I think is important. You know, we announced in the summer we hope to have this this early data before the end of the year, and that's confirmed. And now we'll dig in a little bit deeper. So all the clinical studies are done, all the patients are enrolled, now it's data analysis time. So great to see that there was no serious adverse reactions, and the drug is safe and well tolerated. So remain on track to progress this program, ultimately partnering in 2023 with our pharma colleagues.
Yeah, so and that's the next step. The progress of this is the partnering side, is it? Because obviously phase one is done. So what's next?
Yeah, phase 1B, so that's great. I mean, to get to this stage, it's all about data generation. I've said, Justin, a few times what pharma looks for in a partnership. Mm-hmm. In a partnering a program is data, intellectual property, and market. So now we're in that data section. So the first step is all good. Now we're going to do the deep dive data analysis. We should have full data readouts expected in Q2. So that's that progress has started already, as I say, with the data that's come out. And we do our deeper dive into that. So this comprehensive data set, which is both, as I say, we have an intradermal LPS challenge where we're just looking at localized immune response, and then a systemic LPS challenge. So we're looking at broadly how the immune system responds. So this is a great data set to have for potential partnerships. And we're heading to the JP Morgan conference in San Francisco in January and begin the discussions there with pharma to give them an update of where we're at. So, as I say, that'll be 2022 has been busy and exciting, and 2023 is expected to be the same.
Yeah, well, it's not far off. So in the RNS, you said that, POLB-001 is a unique potential treatment for viruses such as severe influenza, as it's strain agnostic. Can you explain that then, Jeremy?
So that's a good point. So if you think about flu therapies out there, you have the vaccine, which every year there's a scramble to identify what strain is emerging, and then you generate a vaccine against that. Mm-hmm. And the efficacy usually isn't that great. And then there's other kind of, say, antiviral therapeutics, which have a 48-hour window from symptoms to actually getting the drug, and then they're useless after that. And again, they're that'll be kind of strain-specific depending on the virus itself. But ours, we're targeting specifically the immune response. So it doesn't really matter what the virus is that drives that immune response. We're targeting the immune response and blocking that kind of severe cytokine storm that happens in a severe influenza case. So it's irrespective of what flu strain it is, we're targeting the immune system directly to block, as I say, that severe influenza and allow patients to recover quicker.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, this kind of news is welcomed by a lot of people. I mean, you know, things are going around, bugs and viruses going around in the moment, so getting into winter, and I'm, you know, I've had little two colds in 2 weeks, I think. But you know, flu seems to be at a record high this year, so hopefully, yeah, you know, PLB 001 can help address this kind of problem, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. It's in the news right now. I think, kind of post COVID, the numbers of the respiratory viral infections are dramatically increasing. I think I saw some statistics that flu has caused 8.9 million illnesses since October this year, compared to 9 million the whole of 2021. So we're really going through a rough patch right now for influenza. And of course, that puts its usual pressures on the healthcare system. So yes, I mean, we're very excited to be progressing a program that will benefit patients who do progress to that severe influenza stage. And as I say, we're blocking that inflammatory immune response through a pathway called P38. And we've got now recognized to be a potent and selective and now, you know, safe drug to do that. So again, blocking the cytokine storm is key. And of course, we're all in this frame of mind too about pandemic preparedness and what comes out in future, and there's concerns that the next pandemic will be influenza. So I think we've got a shelf stable oral drug that's ideal for that. So we could contribute to that pandemic preparedness as well. So we've we're on track is the key thing here. You know, coming towards the end of the year, it's been a very productive year for Poolbeg, and we look forward to the same in 2023.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Okay, as always then, Jeremy, for people watching carefully but not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Poolbeg to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, infectious diseases is hot right now for pharma companies looking for products, and that's where Poolbeg will come in. We've got an outstanding team to drive this forward, and it is all about execution. It's all about getting, you know, hitting our milestones or stated objectives, and that's what we've been doing. So we have some reliability there. So as I said, we've done a nice job this year, and we'll continue to do the same next year and into the future.
Yeah, excellent. So, Jeremy, good to chat to you. Like I say, lots going on, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Justin. Thank you, too. Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.